بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته.
In today's assembly, we're going to talk about one of the greatest men who ever walked upon this earth. In fact, he is one of the greatest five men to ever exist. And also, this great man, he had a mother. And his mother was also one of the greatest women to ever live. And she was also one of the greatest five ever women to live. And both of them were great Muslims. And both of them Allah loved so much. So Allah loved this man, and also Allah loved the mother of this man. And of course we're talking about Isa ibn Maryam. Isa, Prophet Isa alayhi salam, who in English is referred to as Jesus. And his mother Maryam. And both of them were great Muslims, and Allah loved them both so much. In fact, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said regarding Maryam alayha salam, "Innaha min afdali nisa'il jannah," that she is from the best women of paradise. And Maryam alayha salam, her father, his name was Umran. So the father of Maryam, his name was Umran. And her father Imran, he was the imam and also a teacher. He was the imam and he used to teach the people. And because he was an imam and because he used to teach the people, people used to love him and respect him a lot. And the mother of Maryam, her name was Hanna. The mother of Maryam, her name was Hanna. And both of them, Imran and Hanna, both of them were good people. However, they didn't have any children. And they used to always make dua to Allah every day, "Oh Allah, bless us with a child." And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He blessed them with a child. And this little girl was born, whose name was Maryam. And while she was being born, her father Imran, he passed away. And so now Maryam was growing up as an orphan because she doesn't have a father, but she has a mother. And because the people used to respect and love her father Imran so much, because he was a teacher, because he was an imam, all of them, they wanted to look after Maryam. This little baby called Maryam, everybody wanted to look after her. But they couldn't agree who's going to look after her, who's going to be her stepdad. So then they decided, each one of us, whoever wants to look after her, will take a piece of stick or a pen, a wooden pen, and we'll throw it into the water. And whichever person's pen or stick floats till the end, that's the person who's going to look after Maryam. So everybody, they threw a stick or a wooden pen into the water. And the rest of the sticks were drowning, and one stick, it remained floating on the water. And this is what Allah mentions in the Quran. إِذْ يُلْقُونَ أَقْلَامَهُمْ أَيُّهُمْ يَكْفُلُوا مَرْيَمْ. When each one of them threw their pens or threw their sticks into the water, to choose who is going to look after Maryam alayhi salam. And one person called Zakaria, his stick or his pen, it floated. And everybody else's pen, it sank. And Zakaria was also a prophet of Allah. So now Zakaria started looking after Maryam and also her mother, Hannah. So remember, Imran, her father was an imam and a teacher and a righteous person, a good Muslim. And also Hannah, she was a good mother. And then when her father Imran passed away, then Zakariya was a good person and he was a prophet of Allah. So this little baby girl, Maryam alayhi salam, she grew up in this house full of righteousness, full of Islam and being good. And so she also grew up to be a good, righteous Muslim woman. But she wasn't married, and of course she didn't have any children. And Allah wanted to bless Maryam alayhi salam with a special baby. And so Allah sent Angel Jibreel to Maryam. And Angel Jibreel said to Maryam that Allah is going to bless you with a special baby. And Maryam alayhi salam, she replied to Angel Jibreel, "Anna yakunu li walad? How can I have a baby? I don't have a husband. How can I have a baby?" And Angel Jibreel, he reminded Maryam alayhi salam that remember, Allah can do anything which He wants because He is the most powerful. And if He created Adam without a mother and a father, because Adam was the first person, Allah created Adam without a mother and without a father, then creating Isa with a mother but without a father is even easier. So Jibreel alayhi salam, he reminded Maryam that Allah can do whatever He wants. إِذَا قَضَى أَمْرًا, whenever Allah wants to do something, إِنَّمَا يَقُولُ, He only says كُن فَيَكُونَ, He says be and it is. Whatever Allah wants to happen, it will happen. And then after a while, Isa alayhi salam was born. And he was a special baby. And Isa alayhi salam, he grew up and he was a prophet of Allah. And this prophet of Allah, Isa, he's one of the five greatest prophets of Allah. One of the five greatest prophets of Allah. And at the end of the assembly, I'm going to ask you the names of the five greatest prophets of Allah at the end of the assembly. And Isa alayhi salam, he was so special that he had certain miracles. Something that nobody else could do, and Allah had given him this miracle as a blessing. So one of the miracles was that he spoke as a baby. Because the people were falsely accusing Maryam alayhi salam of certain things. And so Allah gave this special baby a miracle that he used to speak in the cradle, in the cot. He used to speak. And also one of his special miracles was that if there was anybody blind, Isa alayhi salam, by the permission of Allah, he used to cure him and the person could see. Because he was a prophet of Allah. And also if somebody was ill with a skin disease, then Isa alayhi salam would cure that person with the permission of Allah. And also Allah revealed a book to Isa alayhi salam. Like Allah revealed to our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam the Quran, Allah also revealed a book to Isa and it is called Injil, the Gospels, Injil. It isn't called the Bible, it's called Injil. So these were some of the miracles of Isa. He used to speak when he was a baby, he used to cure the blind by the permission of Allah. He used to cure those people who have a skin disease by the permission of Allah. And he was given the Injil. And he used to tell the people that all of these miracles, they're not from me. Because I'm only a man, I can't do anything. All of these miracles are from Allah alone. And He is my creator and He is your creator. And we have to worship Him alone. But the people around Him at that time, they used to worship different gods. And they used to worship different idols. And they didn't accept the message of Prophet Isa. So when Prophet Isa said, worship Allah and don't worship anybody else, they didn't used to accept his message. Apart from a small group of people who were the true followers, and they are called Al-Hawariyun. And they were the helpers or the disciples of Prophet Isa alayhi salam. Anyway, his people, they began to fight Isa alayhi salam. Just like the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Prophet Muhammad, how the people fought him because he called them to worship Allah alone. Then also Prophet Isa alayhi salam, the people around him, they started to fight him. And the people, they wanted to kill him. And they tried to kill him, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he saved his Prophet Isa. And before they could kill him, Allah raised Prophet Isa to the heavens, to Allah. And we believe that on Yawm al-Qiyamah, Prophet Isa alayhi salam is going to come down upon the earth once more. So this is one of the signs of Yawm al-Qiyamah. So this is, in a very brief way, the story of Maryam, one of the greatest ever women to live upon the earth, and also the story of Isa, her son, one of the greatest men to live upon the earth. As Muslims, what do we believe about Isa? First of all, we believe that he was one of the greatest prophets to ever live upon the earth. And for this reason, whenever we say Isa, we don't just say Isa, we say Prophet Isa alayhi salam. We have to say alayhi salam. And the meaning of alayhi salam is, may peace be upon him. So firstly, we believe that he was a great Muslim and he was a great prophet of Allah. And also that his mother, Maryam, she was also one of the greatest, most pious women and Muslims. And also we believe that Prophet Isa alayhi salam, he used to worship Allah. He used to worship Allah. He used to make dua to Allah. And Allah used to help him. And this is why we believe that we're not allowed to worship Isa. But we have to worship Allah because he used to worship Allah. Also, we don't believe that Isa, Prophet Isa alayhi salam, that he is the son of Allah. We don't say this. Like other religions, like the Christians do. The Christians, they say that Isa is the son of Allah, the real son of Allah. But as Muslims, we believe Allah doesn't have any sons, any children, any mothers. Allah is one. And all of you, every single one of you have memorized that small surah. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ. Does anybody know the meaning of this ayah? قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ. Put your hands up. Let me choose somebody. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ. Go on. Yeah. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ. Allah is one. Say, he is Allah and he is one. Allahu samad. Allah is self-sufficient. Meaning he doesn't need anybody else, but everybody else needs Allah. لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ. Who knows? لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ. Sami, go on at the end. Good. He wasn't born, because Allah is the first, and there was nobody before Allah, and neither has he given birth to anybody. So he has no sons and no daughters. وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدْ. Who knows? وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدْ. Anybody? Go on. Nearly the correct meaning. Go on, Asim. Nearly the meaning of وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدْ is nobody is equal to Allah. Nobody is like Allah and nobody is equal to Allah because Allah is perfect and everybody else has weaknesses. So this is what we believe regarding Prophet Isa, that he was a great Muslim and he was one of the greatest prophets and messengers, and his mother was a great woman and a pious woman and a good Muslim. And that Allah gave Prophet Isa many miracles, like he used to speak when he was a little baby, and he used to cure the blind, and he used to cure those who had a skin disease, and Allah gave him the Injil, and also another miracle Allah gave him. That Prophet Isa alayhi salam, he used to take clay, and he used to make it in the shape of a bird, and then he used to blow into it. Allah said, فَيَكُونُ طَيْرًا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. And when Isa alayhi salam used to blow into this clay, then it used to become a real bird. And Allah said, بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ, by the permission of Allah. Meaning only Allah was doing this. Allah was the one who was curing the blind. Allah was the one who was curing the ill. Allah was the one who was creating this bird. But it was Isa alayhi salam who would blow into it. And then by the permission of Allah, this miracle word would occur. So all of this we believe regarding our beloved Prophet Isa alayhi salam. Now there's something called Christmas. And Christmas, people believe that Jesus was born on this day, the 25th of December. And they say that he was the Son of God. So they say that the Son of God, he was born on this day. And therefore, they hold it to be a special day, a special celebration, a special Eid. As Muslims, we're not allowed to celebrate that day for a number of reasons. Firstly, because nobody knows when Prophet Isa was born. Even the Christians, even they don't really know when Prophet Isa was born. Nobody can say to you that Prophet Isa or Jesus, he was born on the 25th of December. Nobody knows that. Secondly, we're not allowed to celebrate it because they say that this is the birthday of the Son of God. A'udhu billah. And we don't believe Allah has a son. We believe Allah is one. And also because this Christmas, even Prophet Isa himself, he never told the people to celebrate it. But this was something what the Romans brought. So Prophet Isa never celebrated Christmas. And he never told the people to celebrate Christmas. But later on, a few hundred years later, when the Romans came, and the Romans used to worship different idols, then they invented Christmas, and then they said, this is the birthday of Jesus or Isa alayhi salam. So for these reasons, we're not allowed to celebrate Christmas. Okay, a number of questions. First of all, if somebody came to you and said to you, what do you believe regarding Jesus? What do you believe regarding Isa? Put your hands up and tell me which answers can we give that person. If somebody comes to you and says to you, what do you believe regarding Isa? Do you believe he's the Son of God? What do you believe as Muslims? What can we say to that person? Excellent answer. So the first answer we give is that we believe Isa is not the Son of God, not the Son of Allah. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ, because Allah is one. He doesn't have any son and he doesn't have any daughters. Right. Secondly, right at the back, next to Sami. Yeah. Excellent. Well done. That he wasn't born on the 25th of December. And even the Christians cannot say he was born on the 25th of December. What else do we believe as Muslims regarding Prophet Isa alayhi salam? Good. He was not God and neither was he the Son of God. Go on, Umayma. Go on. Excellent. We believe that Isa was the Prophet of Allah and the Messenger of Allah. And not just any normal messenger, but one of the best messengers, one of the best prophets. Who hasn't answered so far? In the middle? Yeah. What do we believe about the miracles of Isa? What do we... Good, that he didn't die. Allah raised him to the heavens. And Allah is going to send him down once more. Okay, the miracles. Which miracles do we believe? Who hasn't answered so far? Somebody who hasn't answered. By the permission of Allah. We say, Prophet Isa cured the blind people by the permission of Allah. Meaning he never did it himself. But it was Allah who used to do it through Isa. So it was by the permission of Allah. Second miracle. Who hasn't answered so far? Go on. Skin diseases by the permission of Allah. He used to cure people who had a skin disease by the permission of Allah. In the corner over there? No, behind you. Good. Whilst he was in his cot or his cradle, he used to speak, and this was a miracle. What's the name of the book or the scripture which was given to Prophet Isa? Let me see who I can choose. Go on. No, go on, you. Injil, yeah. So not Bible. The scriptures which was given to Isa, which we believe, it was called Injil. Okay, one more question. if somebody asks us, why don't you celebrate Christmas? How can we answer that person? First of all, are we allowed to be rude to that person? No. Are we allowed to insult the person? No. Are we allowed to insult Christmas? No. We still have to be polite and respectful to the people. But what answer do we give to that person why we as Muslims don't celebrate Christmas? Who hasn't answered? Abdul Mu'izz?
People have different religions.
Yeah, and our religion is?
Islam.
Good boy. So the first answer is, people have different religions. People have different celebrations. Our religion is Islam. And our celebrations are Eid al-Fitr and Eid al-Adha. And Christmas isn't our celebration, so we don't celebrate it. Another answer, who has gone behind you? Yeah. Why don't we celebrate Christmas? Excellent, good girl. Because they're claiming that Isa was born on the 25th of Christmas, December, but we don't know when Isa was born. And even if we did know when he was born, we wouldn't celebrate it. Because we don't celebrate the birthday of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so we don't celebrate the birthday of Prophet Isa alayhi salam. Another answer, what do they believe about Prophet Isa? What do they believe? Yeah. And also they say he's the son of God. They say the son of God was born that day. And we can't accept that because we're Muslims. So we're not allowed to be rude. We don't insult. We have to be polite. But at the same time, we don't celebrate Christmas. And that means we don't give Christmas gifts. We don't give Christmas cards. We don't accept Christmas cards. We don't put trees up. For us, it's just another normal day. Our special days are Eid al-Fitr and Eid al-Adha. Okay, last question before you go. What was the name of the mother of Prophet Isa? Who hasn't answered so far? You haven't answered? Go on. Maryam alayhi salam. Good. After we say the name Isa, what should we say? After we say the name Isa, what should we say in the corner? Yeah, what do we say? Isa and then what? Good girl. Alayhi salam. Which means peace be upon her. What was the name of the grandfather of Isa, meaning the father of Maryam? What was the name of the father of Maryam? Adam, right at the back, gone. Umar. Either Imran or Umran, with the Dhamma on the Ain. And that's why there's a surah called Surah Al Imran, the family of Imran. And in this surah, Allah speaks about Isa and Maryam and some of the other prophets. What was the name of the grandmother of Isa, meaning the mother of Maryam alayhi salam? Who hasn't answered so far? Have you answered? Go on in. Hannah, good boy. What was the name of the stepfather of Maryam? What was the name of that man who looked after her? Who hasn't answered so far? If you've answered, put your hands down. Somebody who hasn't answered. You've answered, haven't you? Go on, Ayan. Good, Zakaria. And he was also a prophet. Right, last question. What are the names of the five greatest prophets and messengers? The five greatest prophets and messengers. Put your hands down if you've already answered. So I want to hear from people who haven't answered. Abdullah, number one, give me one prophet. Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam was one of the greatest prophets and messengers. Right at the back. Prophet Nuh alayhi salam was one of the greatest prophets and messengers. You haven't answered, go on. Prophet Musa alayhi salam. Two left, who hasn't answered? Have you answered? Go on. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the last one who we're talking about today? Go on. Yeah? Good, Prophet Isa. So these are the five greatest prophets. Wallahu a'lam wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina wa sallam. Now you can slowly go to your classes. Wait for your teachers.